Okay, we had the privilege to learn together from the amazing Sefer Avodas Avoda, Torah that was said over by the Tosh Rebbe, Zechusa Yagin Aleinu. So this was said at a Suda on Rosh Chodesh Tammuz. So it begins, Isa B'Sefer HaKodesh Kedushas Levi, Lam Nikrit Techilas HaChodesh B'Shem Rosh Chodesh. Why do we call the first day the Rosh, the head of the month? This is an important idea that the ratzon, the desire, the will that a person has, that's called by the name Rosh. Because that's the main thing in the head of everything that a person does, all of their actions. So in every Rosh Chodesh, there comes a new ratzon. Lakach, and therefore Nikra Rosh Chodesh. That's why it's called the beginning, the head of the month. Shepirshu Rotzon Chadash. Again, if the Rosh is the Rotzon and the Chodesh is the Chiddush, the Hischadshus, the brand new desire to serve Hashem. Ki b'yom hazeh yored Rotzon Chadash adkan tochin dvarim kedoshim. That's what the Kedushas Levi brings. Okay, the inyan zeh mashikosev ki haRotzon. Now that we're saying that a person's desire, their will, their ratzon is called by the name Rosh. Ra'isi v'seifri kodesh, shem ivarim, es mash omr chazal, gomor brochas, dan gimel amad aleph, v'shashi Yisroel nichnasin, lebati kinesios, lebati midroshes, v'oni yehei shmei hagodol mevorech, hakodesh baruch hu, menane rosho, v'oimir ashri hamelech, shemak alsin, oiso bebeiso kach. The Gemara says, the beginning there, that Hashem nods his head and he says, fortune is the king whose people goes into shul and says, Amen, Yehei Shmei Rabo. Kavana bezeh, what does this mean? Ki berosh shel Adam, yeshnam shlosha moichin, chochma bina vedas. So contained within the head is the brain, and that has three faculties, chochma, bina, and das. Shebehem ha'adam mevin umaskil kol dava. That's what we use to understand our intellectual faculties. The three little chambers of the skull, and above, on a higher level than these three intellectual faculties, that's the ratzon that's even on a higher level than the moach. Ki kol davar asher ha'adam choshev b'chochma bina v'das shelo nimshach mikol ha'ratzon. So that's why the Ratzon is beyond, is above, it's on a higher level, because that's what brings a person to use their intellect. So you have the Ratzon, and then that filters down into the intellectual. So this is on a higher level than the Seichel. That's why we find that the nature of a person, when a person answers yes to something, when they nod their head in the affirmative, when you say, I'm agreeing with what you're saying, you bring your head up and down, right? From that you go down like this, like you nod. That's how it is, right? That's universal. That's not defined by any particular language you're speaking. That's like the universal way of acknowledging something, of agreeing to something. The kevan, the maskim ledavra, who is mali bezer ratzono, because this is with my ratzon. Me'or kach ratzon shelo v'huma gugelis, and that arises is the ratzon that's in the skull. Lechein menanei rosho, and that causes the head to go up and down. V'hine hakadosh baruch hu. The reason why Hashem created this whole world is that he should get a hana, a tanug, a benefit from the service that the Jewish people do. The Torah was created. Bracious was created for the Torah and for the Jewish people. Nimtza comes out. When we keep the Torah, we make a Kiddush Hashem in this world. That arouses the Ratzon of Hashem. The whole purpose why he created this world. That arouses this aspect of Rosh. Shehu bechinas agugeles shlemalim intchilas mosim, which is on a higher level than the three intellectual faculties of chokhmah, bina, vadas. V'zeh she'amar b'shash Yisrael nichnasin lebati kenesius lebati umadra umidrashos ve'onin amen heishme rabam mevorach shebezeh mekadshin shemo hagadol yizborach. This is how we make a kiddush Hashem. You know, it's not just pshat. A kiddush Hashem is something that's done in front of the umos ha'olam, even amongst klal Yisrael. You know, a yid behaves in a proper way in shul. That's also a kiddush Hashem. Umal in the fawn of Yizborach nachas ruach b'tainug gadol. It creates a tremendous tainug for Hashem. Kodesh Baruch Hu mnaneh rosh, and Hashem kevyochol nods his head. Ki misorer b'chinas agugeles. This arouses the midah of gugeles shehu koech haratzon l'mala. It's above that. Ki mismale b'zeh ratzon habore baruch hu b'shvil zeh bore es ha'olam. This is the whole purpose. It's fulfilling the tachlis of the bria ha'olam. The inyan zeh ramos b'shem Yisrael. Now this idea is contained, is a hint to it, in the letters Yisrael, right? Shehu osios li rosh. If you would switch out the letters, or rearrange them, it would spell the two words li rosh. There is a head for me. I have a head. Kavona b'zeh, what does that mean? Shebechinas harosh dahainu haratzon. Haisa mipnei b'nei Yisrael. We are the attribute of the ratzon for Hashem. B'pnei sheh. All the beretzoni is baruch shebnei Yisrael yalu lefona of tainug v'nachas v'zeh li rosh pirush bechinas harosh haisali bishvili, that we're creating. The Hashem is, so to speak, saying that I have a head, I have a rotzon to do this for the klal Yisrael. V'zeh ha'inyan masha omrim b'kriyashma, brand new insight into how to teach the words of Shema. So Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Fine. Dikdiku meforshim, we ask a question. The Haidaiba Omru, it would have been sufficient for the Pasuk just to said Shema ki Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. What does that have to have the words Yisrael? If you think about it, just listen, Hashem is one, right? Lama nizkur kan Hashem Yisrael. What is that added by putting in the words Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad? If it would have just said Shema Hashem Elokeinu, what would have been lost for that? Sechal darshu nizkur psachim nun vav dekai al Yisrael saba. This is talking about not Yisrael the klal Yisrael, but Yisrael Yaakov Avinu. Shehashvatim oimer li Yaakov Shema Yisrael saba. Over there, the Gemara is talking about that he thought that perhaps they were not united, so they're saying, no, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, Hashem is one, we all believe in Hashem. Aval lefi devareinu yizbar hakavona bezeh, according to what the Tosher Rebbe has been saying, we can say a new pshat now, ki Shema hu loshen havona, right? When you say the word Shema, that means to understand something. Biloshen ki shomea Yosef, that Yosef heard, means Yosef understood. Va'amar hakosav Shema Yisrael, we're saying, I want you, the Jewish people, to understand something. Kolomar, tavinu es pirusha shel Hashem Yisrael. Understand, what should you shema? What should you listen? What should you understand? What does the word Yisrael mean? Osios li rosh. I want you to understand what that means. Yisrael means I have a head. Shepirusho ki rotzon betechilas abriya haya b'shvilchem. The rotzon I use, says Hashem, kaviyachol, for creating the world was for your sake. And I want you to understand that. That's what the lashon of Havana is. Shema Yisrael. Realize you are the tachlis of the creation. Again, li rosh chas v'shalom should never be taken literally. God doesn't have any human attributes. But the idea of saying that which is like we have a ratzon, Kavach HaKadosh Baruch Hu also has a ratzon, and that ratzon is fulfilled. We are the tachlis of creating this world. Umitoch shetevinu ezoyus, by a person understands this, tekabla leichem mitzvahs yichud Hashem. Then, now, Shema Yisrael, you understand this, you accept this, you deher, then you can accept upon yourself Hashem. Ki Hashem lekein Hashem echod. That's the end of the pasuk. V'chein b'koach ze tekabla mitzvahs avas Hashem. And then with that, we go straight into the first paragraph of the mitzvah of avas. Right? It changes the whole mohus, the whole essence of how a Jew says Kriya Shema. They understand that this is the purpose of why I was created, and I'm doing this, and that my Ahavo, and that's my Limud HaTorah. Then he goes through and quotes a beautiful story. I'm going to just summarize it about the Bnei Yisachar, when both he and the Rapjitzer were in Jidukov for Shabbos. Okay, well, we'll skip the Maisa and go back into the Torah. The Inyan Zeh Mevor B'Zor HaKadosh, Alakos of Eitz Chaim Hinama Chazikim Bo V'Somchel Me'ushar. All right, we're familiar with the pasuk. Al tigre meusher ele merosho. So the Zohar totally changes around the letters of meushar and says it's merosho. It's the exact same letters, just in a different order. But meusher means satiated, right? Happy, content. Merosho is the head. Da resha dekula ikre roish adkon. Pirush, kaven shebiria haisa bishvil haTorah bishvil Yisrael. As we said earlier from Rashi on Chumash, that the Torah, the creation was for the Jewish people and for the sake of the Torah. Vechein besomechel, so those who support it, hatoimeches haTorah, you support the Torah, me'orer bechinas rosh shelamala. When you do that, that arouses this attribute of rosh, which we said is rotzon, bechinas haRotzon shebetchila abriya, for the creation of the world. Bezeo altikre me'usher el me'rosho. That's pshat in the Zohar means is don't read the word as ma'ushar, rather interpret it as meaning reosho. Shema'or b'chinas rosh l'malo. Do reish dekula ikre rosh. Rotzalomer b'chinas hagul galus. The skull, the head, the idea, shehu rosh l'kulam, which is above everything, kihu l'mala mitechilas moichin. Again, this idea that's above, that's supra-rational. It's something that's above the faculty of one's intellect. El inyan hazeh. Now, continues, he says like this. Ha'adam lehishtoike kol yimei chayav. A person should always have a desire and a drive throughout their life. She'izki lemalos rotzon habura shebetechila sabriya. To fulfill the reason why, the purpose for Hashem created us. V'zoyis tzarech lechavim b'chol machshav v'dibur v'maisa shelo. So all persons' thoughts, all of their speech and all their actions should be in consonance with this. Kolashim Rashi Kodesh al hakosav. Pasuk in Sefer Shmos. There wasn't mean that give nachas to Hashem. You gave nachas to Hashem. This reach nichoach is this pleasant scent because you did what I asked from you. What does it mean that they sanctified their Creator with a nachas ruach? With every single action and movement that we make. Why am I doing this? I'm doing this in order to give nachas ruach to Hashem who created me. Why am I davening right now? Why am I learning right now? Everything is done for making nachas ruach for our Creator. For also l'adam hasiach daito me'avodazu b'choshav me'esle'es. A person can't be masiach das and divert their attention from this idea. This is something we have to live with. Uvdu dehave beruach b'harav hakodesh shlomo v'karlina. Okay, he brings a mice over here also. I'm going to skip that as well. Just want to move to the next part of the piece. V'zeh yisod hakol. This is the foundation of everything. Kol nibach shetzorich ha'adam lasim kol iuno b'Hashem lechavin tami lasos nachas ruach liyotzo b'yisborach shemo v'lo yafrid es atzmo mimachshav azu, not to stop thinking about this. Kemo she'omr b'pirt adon hakol lo tisparish minon v'al tifrosh minoch mimcho adon hakol v'zeh mekayim ha'adam mitzvah z'dveikus b'Hashem. This is that we fulfill the mitzvah of being dovak in Hashem, ki hu dovak elav tami b'machshavto. That the whole purpose of Nesiva Shalom likes to quote a famous piece from the Zohar, that the Tarig Mitzvos, the Tarig Eaton, 613 Mitzvos, so the 613 pieces of advice of Eitzes, how to be Mekayim, Vo Sidbak, right? And that's what the Tosher Rebbe is saying here, that the whole purpose is to come to Dveikus in Hashem. V'chein nohagim ki lefi shekorim haparsha shmos oimrim shtei pamim as a posuk v'atem adveikim b'Hashem elkeim chayim kulechem hayom l'galus l'farish ki tachlis kol haTorah l'tachlis limud haTorah hi lavo l'yedei dveikus b'Hashem. V'sorich ha'odam lismoch simcha rabba. Person has to have a tremendous simcha with this. B'zeh shezoich l'doveg b'machshavto b'Hashem ki hare kol simchoso shel odam hi kasher yuchalios korov elmi she'ohavo. The person's entire sense of joy is when they come close to the one who loves them. The kasher margish ki chavero einu ohavo kiroi. When a person feels that their chaver, their friend, doesn't have this feeling of warmth and love towards them, einu chafitzbo, doesn't have any desire to be close to him, mitzar mizet tzar godol. That pains a person. Why doesn't one want to come close to me? In kain hare ein lo adam simcha yoyse gedola. But it doesn't have any greater joy. Mizesh yuchle davik machshavto b'Hakadosh Baruch Hu shahavo yoyse mikol min ha'ava sheshayich ba'olam. Hashem loves us more than it's even, you know, any love that could even put into this world. Va'al ze amar shalom ha'melech alav shalom. She'alokim yivakish es nirdaf. Hashem searches out the one who is being pursued. Bo l'seid b'ze eitzel adam, to give advice to us. She'kashir margish es atzmo nirdaf. When a person feels themselves that they're being nirdaf, they're being pursued, they're being sought after, mitshim. Hashem wants to be closer to than anyone else in the whole world. You won't feel yourself as being a nirdaf anymore. You'll run to be close to Hashem. So all this is the aspect of Rosh Chodesh, and it really applies to every single month. But then the Rebbe finishes off and explains what's the unique connection to this month of Tam. So now we're holding by Rosh Chodesh Tammuz. Should we mekabel on ourselves to strengthen this idea? That we only want to do things that are bringing nachas ruach to Hashem. All of our thoughts should be to make a nachas ruach. All of our speech, all of our actions, everything we do. Ki yaduim divrei hashloch hakadosh. Tammuz no trikin, that the word Tammuz, Tuf Mem Yud Zayin, stands for Zmani Tshuva Mamshinin Uvoim, that the times of Tshuva are coming soon. Say for Mate Ephraim, say Simin Tuf Kuf Pe Aleph, Sif Beis Isa Kiyesh Nohagim Lehis Anos Kvar Bechodesh Hazeh Mipnei Tshuva. People already started to doing Tshuva and fasting in the month of Tammuz. Vahare teshuva. What is teshuva? Perusho sha'adam shavel Hashem upoine elov. Person turns and returns to Hashem. Ve'enam siyach daitamen. Doesn't have hesach adas. Doesn't stop thinking about Hashem. V'chein zostia teshuva sein b'chodesh hazeh. So that's our teshuva that we do in the month of Tammuz. Shenosev ledavik machshvasov machshvaseinu v'Hashem. To think about Hashem, to run to Him, to have more hasmada in our learning during this month, to speak out, and more hislavos in our learning, as divrei haTorah v'kirbeinu, to engrave the words of Torah inside of us. The ends of min haKodesh Baruch Hu nel v'sorasso, to connect ourselves to Hashem, who's hidden in His Torah, uvezeh nizgeh l'teshuva shlema kemosh mispaldim hashiveinu avinu sorasecho, return us to your Torah, pirush al yidei esek torascha by torascha by being osek in your Torah, nizkel leshuv el Hashem, amen, kein yehi ratzon. So that is the avoda that the Rebbe talks about of a hischachus in the month, and befrat in the month of Tammuz, to work on thinking about this idea and living this idea, especially during the times of our mitzvah of Talmud Torah.